Difference was only noticeable in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gdolim say pshat. That the difference was only noticeable when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says after they left, Vayikra Yankev al Banav. He says he wants everybody to come here. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when Moshiach comes. He's going to tell him when Moshiach is going to come, and then he doesn't tell him when Moshiach is going to come. What happens? The Gemara says, "Bikish Yankev Galas Eses Hakeis, Nistam Emenu Ruach Hakodesh." So he thought maybe Shema Yirap Sul Dezari. Maybe the reason why I don't have the Ruach Hakodesh is because my children are not worthy of hearing this nevuah, and that's why I forgot when the cakes. Why did he want to tell them when the cakes is? So all the Mepharshim say Pashut because. Right. If you know that you only have to suffer for 4 years and then you finish college, so it's not so bad. But if you just your parents throw you into college, and then you don't know when you're going to graduate, and then you know that the dean sometimes can be kind to you and give you a degree, and then you'll be putter, so then the suffering is worse. If you know in advance that there's a kid's law. So it's not so bad. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children, the Masorah, when the Mashiach is going to come, when the end of all the tzaras of the goddess are going to be. Minister the men in Racha Kaddish. So he thought that there must be something wrong with his children, that they're not worthy of hearing, that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants them not to know, that they should suffer psychologically, the suffering should be greater. The Rebbeinu Shalom said no. So he said, what's it not? Someone doesn't believe in the Amunah, so he said Shema. So he said, he was mitzvah them, the Medrash says. By Isavah's Banav, he gave them a tzivui before he died. What was the tzivui? He said, don't worship Avodah Zarah, and don't be megadeth as Hashem, and when I die and carry me back to Eretz Yisrael, to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, he told who should stand on what side, how they should carry it. Whatever, gave him a psalm. What did he tell him about the Avodah Zarah for? So it means he was worried, maybe Shem Vigesh Psul Dazah, maybe they rubbed the Avodah Zarah, like Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik, and he had his son Yishmael, who was Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak was a big tzaddik, and he had his wonderful brother Esau, who was an Avodah Zarah. So he thought maybe also. Maybe my children also have the Avodah Zarah. Maybe they're not worthy of knowing when the cakes will be. So they answered him, no, Shema Yisrael, listen, Dad. Shema Kenu Shema Chod, you believe in one God, we believe in one God. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Hashem, wonderful, wonderful. But then, so how come I don't have the Nevuah to tell you? So then the Baruch Hashem said, no, this is one of the things that no one is supposed to know. That's another Gemara. The Gemara himself doesn't theorize, but the Meforashim on Yan Yaakov, they quote the Gemara, in some other place, I forgot where. There is a Gemara that says that they have this three, four things, or six things, that are stumim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anybody to know. So one of them is when the cakes are coming. Doesn't want them to know. So the Gemara, the Pesachim Adachim, and Vav Amin Aleph, has more of a comment on this. It's very strange. They said, Shema Yisrael, the father's name is Yisrael. Let's say my father's name is Jack. So I say, listen, Jack, Shema Akeim, Shema Echad, the same God that you have, I have also. You're allowed to call your father Jack? I don't know. It's awesome. For sure it's awesome. It says in the Gemara. So how do you say Shema Yisrael is what the Shvatim said to their father? I don't understand Shema. I don't know. But the Gemara says that when they said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we all believe in the same Emunah. We don't have a different religion. We're not making a different religion. We all have Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu got so excited. Baruch Shem, that's all I have to know. This is already called Shema. And then the Gemara says, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have it in the Chumash like that. Moshe Rabbeinu has Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, doesn't have Baruch Shem right afterwards. So therefore, the Chachamim, when they're masaking the Siddur, it's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk at all. No. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given, wasn't dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to be put in the Chumash after Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara says, when the Chachamim were composing the Siddur, you have Birchas Kriya Shema, and Shema Nesrim, and so on, so they had a problem when we say Kriya Shema, should we say Baruch Shem or not? Yaakov Avinu said it, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. So should we say it or shouldn't we say it? So they made a compromise and they said, say it b'chashoy. What kind of story is that? You say it b'chashoy. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it? If Yaakov felt that it's a worthy thing to say after everybody says Shema Yisrael, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have it? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictate it to Moshe Rabbeinu to put it into the Chumash? What pshat, we are faced with a dilemma, whether we should say Baruch Shem or not. So we say Baruch Hashoy. How does Baruch Hashoy solve the problem? So all of them are Farshim on the Agada to talk about this. So the Sivas has in the Sefer HaChumash, Nachos Yaakov, a beer that's at this, I think it's a pretty popular beer. I think others say the same. Yankov Avinu was Koine Matan Torah. So the Yankov was Emunah. If you believe in one God, that's it. There isn't too much more to do. What did the others do before Maamon HaSinai? They did. Lila. Okay, they're going to do Bris Milah. They will get mal. The question is whether they believe. So he said, Shem HaKadah. So he said, give all the kinderlach. Baruch Shem Kodah Chesna Mavoy. That's all I want to hear. Geloit to the Rabbani Shalom. Everybody believes. Moshe Rabbeinu is after Maamon HaSinai, after Matan Torah. You're going to say, Hashem Echad. The Gemara says, what's a Yehudi? A Yehudi. One who believes in Hashem Echad. One is Meyachet. Gemara says in the Gila, Mordechai HaYehudi, all the Jews are called Yehudim. Why are all the Jews called Yehudim? Shevet Yehuda is called Yehudi. If you're not from Shevet Yehuda, if you're a Kohen Levi, you're obviously not from Shevet Yehuda, so you shouldn't be called a Jew. Kohanim Levim are not Jewish. A Jew means from Shevet Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. A Yehudi means one who believes in Hashem Echad. That's a Yehudi, one who believes in Hashem Echad. That's Kohen Matan Torah. That's all there was. It was Hashem Echad. And Yankov Levin says, Baruch Shem, Kohen Mechush Nevoch. Wonderful. Keep up the religion. But after Maamon HaSinai, there are 613 mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu could not write in the Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to dictate for him. Right after Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem, Kohen Mechus Levavot, Givaldik, Givaldik, that's all we want to hear. That's not all we want to hear. We want to hear Tfilin and Tzitzis and Krishna and all the Din of Derais and all the Din of Derabon and all the Minhagim and everything. From A to Z, the whole Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch, with everything, with all the Tshuvas Apot, everything. That's not enough. Other Rabbi than Hasidus points out, there's a famous Medrash in Eicha Rav Nasi, other Rabbi. The Medrash says a lashon halavai Hakadosh Baruch Hu halavai osi azavu v'estarasi shamaru shemar shepo machzira namuta. Halavai, the Jews wouldn't believe in me, the Rabbanu Shalom says, but they should learn the Torah. They should learn the Torah. From learning the Torah, from doing the mitzvahs, they'll get back to the emunah. You just have emunah doesn't necessarily. A lot of Jews who believe, the Jews at heart, they have emunah. But Torah, Matan Torah, that was all they had to do. Have emunah and do Bris Milah, believe in the state of Israel. March in the Israeli parade, and that's all. That's all there was. Not to intermarry, we discussed. Not to intermarry, and to fulfill the mitzvah of Milah, and to believe in the Medina. Those are the three mitzvahs. Believe in one God, Yichud Hashem, and that's the whole religion. So you say, Baruch Shem, Baruch Chazin HaVosh. But after Maamon HaSinai, there's much more. And the Medrash says, just the reverse. Halavai Osi Ozovu. I would prefer that they shouldn't believe in me, but Teirasi Shamaru, they should learn Torah, they should keep mitzvahs, and that will bring them, all the learning of Torah and keeping of mitzvahs will bring them back to Emunah. The mitzvahs lead the person to have Emunah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't, in the Chumash, which is after Matan Torah, you cannot have a statement of excitement after Shema Yisrael. That's not how to get excited about, just Emunah. So the Chachamim were faced with a dilemma when they instituted the Siddur, the davening, and so on. You have to say Krishma every day. You have to say every day, twice a day. So they wanted to know, should they include Baruch Shem or not? So of course you can't include Baruch Shem. If the Maamon HaSinai can't include it. But Aliba de Emes, it's a very important thing. Look, what are you going to say? Let's say the Reform and the Conservative Jews. So they believe in one God, they practice Bris Milah, and some of them don't intermarry. But let me say, a lot of them do. Most of them do. Yeah. But let's say we're talking about those who don't intermarry, those who do hold for the Medina. Some of them, a lot of them don't even hold for the Medina. But let's say those who are Jews, from Kodesh Matan Torah Jews, the real old style Jews, from the Alta Hank, Meretz Canaan, Kodesh Matan Torah. But all they do are they have Hashem Echad, and they practice Bris Milah, and they don't intermarry, and they hold for the Medina. They do their four mitzvahs. That's really, I mean, officially, we can't have an official policy that's gevaldik. Baruch Shem, Kohen Mechus Nevoch. We can't endorse what they're doing, that it's gevaldik, gevaldik. But Bahashoy, we say that it really is great. That it will call upon them. They're doing the, at least they're like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they're doing something. That's why the Chachamim said, to say Bahashoy, as an official policy, we can't approve of the conservative reform. But unofficially, we say, Baruch Hashem, that at least they believe and they keep something. At least they believe. So he said, then he adds on, and that's why on Yom Kippur, the Nisim says, that's why on Yom Kippur we say the Kol Ram, we want the Rebbe Shalom to forgive everybody's sins. So he says, forgive their sins also. We say, Hashem Echad, they believe in one God. They march in the Israeli parade. They keep Mitzvah Smila. They don't marry Shiksas. Baruch Shem, Baruch Hashem, forgive everybody's sins. At least they're Jews like Kodesh Matan Torah. So forgive everybody's sins. If it's more or less, That's what a lot of the popular idea among Darshanim, that they say the Pshat and not Dragadata along the lines of the Nesivos. Could be. The Rambam writes that the Rabbanon is the din of Kibud Av on the Ger also. Yeah, yeah. Could be. That was a chiddush of the Gur Aryeh, right? The Maral Miprag wrote a gevaldige chiddush that the Ovis Kodem Matan Torah, each one had to be Mizgayer. It didn't go be Yerusha, it's a chiddush Rikmah. That's why Shimon can marry his sister. It's a big chiddush.
Could it be that they said Shema Avinu and the Torah, like you said once, that
paraphrase,
that when they're trying to say things in the Torah,
and we learn our Dina from that.
So the answer is that the Torah manifests.
That's what I think. I think that must be the Shema. I don't think they said Shema Yisrael. I think the Chumash paraphrased. That medrash is on the pasuk Vayitzav Oisom Vayomer Avraham Ani Nasaf Alami Kivru Osi Al Avoisa Al Marashev. Is the Ephraim Achiti, that's at the end of all the brachas. Vayitzav Oisom, said the medrash on that pasuk, says he was mitzavah them on three things: on Avodah Zarah, on the Gadeif, and on Nesiyas Ha'orim, on Nesiyas Hamita. The Mefarshim on the medrash discuss, what do you mean Avodah Zarah and Gadeif? That's when the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough. Very strange. So the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough. What do you have to tell them special about that? We believe in Hashem Echad. So what he told them about Avodah Zarah, that Shituf is Asur, for Bnei Noach Shituf is Mutar, for us Shituf is Asur. According to those poskim, the Ramah understand the Tesis like that. There's a Tesis in the beginning of Chorus and a Tesis in Sanhedrin, where Tesis speaks about Shituf. Those who worship, there are people who worship a Trinity. There's even more than one God. So Tesis says that Goyim are not Muzar Al-Kach. So the Ramah understands Tesis to mean, the Shach quotes the Ramah, who understood and misunderstood Tesis to mean that Bnei Noach are not Muzar Al-Kach, Bnei Noach are not Muzar Al-Shituf. If they believe in the invisible God that we believe in, if he's invisible, see, that's the same God that we believe in. The only thing is, we also believe in the Son and the Holy Ghost also. They believe that there's a partnership, Shituf, there's a Shutfus in running the world. So then Tesis says, for us that's Avodah Zarah, and for the Bnei Noach it's not Avodah Zarah. Yeah? But you say it like that, then you understand. By Tzavah Yisrael, he commanded them, look, Hashem Echad. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. He's Mitzavah them, and Avodah Zarah means on Shituf. But then what's on Giduf? Giduf is one of the Shevinits he's been in on. Especially the later Achrenim say that it's a mistake, that the Ramah misunderstood Tesis. Even though the Shach quotes the Ramah, the Pesach Shuvah, and Yerudei Hilchos Avodah Zarah, quotes the later Achrenim, and the Minhas Chino says like that. Also later it says Rav Chaim held like that, that it was Pushkova Hayotze Melitnei HaShalit, that the Ramah completely misunderstood the Tesis. Tesis, Pashav Shat is talking about a different thing. That goyim are not muzer al kach, goyim are not muzer not to be nishba b'shem Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosfos talks about. They're not talking about worshipping Avodah Zarah. If a Nochri believes in a shutvis, so the Pashtus says that the Nochri is violating Avodah Zarah. The same Avodah Zarah that we have is what they have. What, they have a different... They have a different Avodah Zarah.
The Rebbe said a couple years ago, he said that every Mishon told him
Christianity, the Christian Avodah
Zarah, just because he likes the one place that he says that Christianity is kind of Avodah Zarah. So I forgot who he said, Avodah Zarah, because it has to be time. It is Avodah Zarah. Many people are supposed to prefer, it really wasn't the day that going into becoming a Muslim, because the leasing of Christianity is leaving a Christian. At least, if you need one.
He says that Christianity has negative effects, but it also has little positive effects, that they brought to the savages in the African jungles and so on, the idea of Mashiach. The idea, some of the people didn't even know that there existed Bar Yerim, so at least they brought religious ideas to them. It had negative effects, but it had some positive side effects. That's what they're on. So the Pashtus is, and Taisus also, that it is Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Mefarshim talk about. What do you mean by Tzavah Yisom, and Avodah Zarah, and Amigadet? Everyone is Mechayiv now. A different Pirushim are given. Some say by Tzavais, and he told them that there is a din of Yehoreh Val Yavar for you. So the Ummah said, there is no Yehoreh Val Yavar. Many Rishonim learned. The Rambam holds like that. There is no Yehoreh Val Yavar on Bnei Noach, even on Avodah Zarah, you're like the Shukha Dhamma. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin raises the question, is there a din of Yehoreh Val Yavar by the Bnei Noach or not? And the Gemara gives a conclusion. The only question is, it's vague, it's unclear what the conclusion. The Gemara gives a clear answer. But there's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam, what the answer of the Gemara was. So the Rambam says the answer was that Bnei Noach do not have a din of Yehoreh Val Yavar. Only kol beis Yisrael suvim al kiddush Hashem agav lazeh. The Rambam writes. Only the Jews, not the Yehoreh. So some, I think the Kli Chemda quotes his pshat. Some say that by Tzavayisim he was mitzavah them and Avedizor and Amagade. As far as you're concerned, it's even Yehoi Vayav. As far as the other Umas Aram are concerned, it won't be Yehoi Vayav. But for you, it should be Yehoi Vayav.
I'm also questioning in Yehoi Vayav, or it's a question whether on the 3 days, Avos Arav, Rufio, Arash, Shri, and Stamin, when it's Be'omis, so some say that the whole, it's because the Aveir is so Chamor that the Avos Arav is so Chamor, so you're not allowed to do it. Or some say that it's not the Aveir itself, because Be'omis, you wouldn't be Chayav on the Aveir, it's just an Inyan of Kiddush Hashem. So if you say it's Kiddush Hashem, then it's not Shayach to the Me'ilah. But if you say that the Aveir is so Chamor, then it should be Shayach to the Me'ilah.
Could be totally on that. Could be. What about, let's say, Gilead Rice? Gilead Rice is going to be the Aveira.
Pardon me?
Gilead Rice is the Aveira.
Definitely the
Aveira.
It's definitely not just
Gilead
Hashem.
Yeah. Bible Dezer can say he doesn't believe in it. Taisa says Bible Dezer doesn't believe in it. So he's not really Mekabu Beloa. So how can you say that he's worshipping Bible Dezer? So Taisa says Takash. And so how can you ever have Yehoi Vayava Bible Dezer? He didn't do any Aveira. Tamar is saying Bible Dezer. But it's not really Bible Dezer. Somebody wrote an essay about that last year's Beis Yitzchok. Silach Bikri Hatzon. All the world's problems are solved, yes.
What can you say after the Sabbath
and something new? And you can say that not something new. Yeah. You can say it's not something new.
What was to be shown him about Islam, whether that's a new
Sabbath or? I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. You don't think so, which way?
No, I think everybody agrees that it's not a Beis Yitzchok. Because they have another Yashaka. They believe in an Ovi Hashekhar, not Ovi Yisrael.
Christianity,
the Ramah quotes the Tosis in Ramah and Darkei Moshe. The Shach quotes the Ramah in Darkei Moshe and Yeruday, who understood the Tosis to mean that the Menorah are not Muzer on Shittu. And the later Poskim say, Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva, he says that the Haskamas, Rabbi Poskim is against that. Ramah's understanding of Tosis that it's not so. Tosis meant that the Menorah are not Muzer, Shalolah Hishaveya, Bavay Dizorah. Shalolah Hishaveya. But Shalom Labad Avod Azor Bishiku, so that most of the later Achranim say that that would be also for B'nai Noah. Sure. If they believe that Yashki is a Navi Hashekar, so then we believe also he's a Navi Hashekar. If they believe he's a Navi who admits they're violating this and Navi Hashekar, but if they believe he's a deity, he's a partner in the firm. that's Shittuv. So Shittuv is this machlekes. So the but for Jews, you mean a Jew believes?
That's a Jew.
Yeah, for a Jew, it's certainly that Shittuv is
Avodah Zarah. I know what they do. I know what they do.
The Gemara says on the pasuk, Ela lehachi so shehaluchah. There's haluchah loshen rabim. So the simple pshat is because Elohecha, Elohim is always plural. Elohim by its very nature is always plural. But the Gemara says no, shehaluchah loshen rabim sheivul aluhus harbe. That for a Jew. The worship of it is our B'shikot is also forbidden. It means, I believe, that the Rabbi Shalom broadens the world most of the time. I had a professor who told Jewish history and ecology that Hashgacha practice, the Rabbi Shalom runs the world 99% of the time, but 1% of the time he doesn't. That's called Shikot. That's called Avodah Zarah B'shikot. That if you don't believe Hashem Echad, you don't believe that there's one God who has complete control over everything in the whole wide world, from the heavens above till the earth below, as it says in the Holy Chumash, that's called Shittus. It means that the Rebbe Shalom doesn't have full control. That's Hashem Echad. We, the Jews, are the Yehudim. We believe in Hashem Echad. The Muslim don't believe in Hashem Echad.
So
was
that the Gemara that said that there's different levels of Hashgacha practice? If I tell you this one Hashgacha practice, the Chodesh should be called total Hashgacha practice by everybody.
You mean Hashgacha practice means how far does the Rebbe Shalom go out of, how far does he bother go out of his way to take care of things? But he has complete control.
If he wanted it.
Yeah. Can't do anything without him. The pasuk concludes here, after giving all the brachas, says, Vayichal Yaakov, the Tzavah says, Banav, after he finished giving the Tzavah, he dropped dead. So the Torah to me quotes another to Rav Nosson, Omer Abtarfin, Eid Adam Meisan HaMitech HaBatola. People die because they don't do any work. If you'd be engaged in learning, if you just sit back and you watch television, and you go to Florida for a week, and you're an intercession, you go to Israel, it's basically the guy just wastes all of his time. So that brings about Misa. People die when they don't do any work. When people are busy doing work, So that keeps them alive. It says, when he finished giving the tzavua, he dropped dead. If he would have given a tzavua viper, if he would have spoken long, he wouldn't have died so early. When he finished all of his activity that he had to do, he had nothing to do, so he died. He had nothing to do. That's another thing, that the Torah would have been nagging on him. That's another thing. I don't think this is not the same. Rav Tarfon says that everybody should be engaged. That's a very important thing. When people get old, so it's very, everybody knows that. It's very important to engage yourself in some kind of work or another. People don't do anything, so they die. Then the pasuk says, "Va'yivol Yosef al pnei aviv va'yef kolav va'yishak lo, he kissed his father." So the Archaim HaKadosh writes on this pasuk, it's not proper to kiss a dead person except if it's one's father. So makkah for that is supposed to be a sefer chassidim. I think it's quoted in the Yeridei. The chassidim says that you shouldn't kiss a mace unless it's one's own parent, unless it's a parent. Then it says that they were choynei, they embalmed the father. So the Cheskuni has a comment on the pasuk that Yosef died before the other brothers. It says in the end, "Vayomis Yosef v'chalachal v'chalach darahu." So it says that Yosef died before the other brothers, and there are different suggestions in the Medrash why Yosef died before the other brothers. One reason given by the Medrash is that he was in politics, and politics causes him to die early. Rabbanus mekaberes es baileha. Rabbanus means politics. Rabbanus mekaberes es baileha. Yiddish, they say, the Rebbetzin buries a husband. Rabbanus mekaberes. What it means in the Gemara is Rabbanus means one is noig Rabbanus. One gets involved in politics, gets aggravated, eats himself up alive, and he dies. So the Cheskuni has a different, the Midrashim have different suggestions. So the Sham talks about it also, quote from Midrashim. Why did Yosef die before the others? So the Cheskuni has a different shot. He says he died because he embalmed the father. That was an Averi, not an embalmer mace. It's Keneged Adin. Some of the Mefarshim discuss it. Why is it? It's Kodem Matan Torah. He meant it Lekavit. Okay, he meant that's how he used to do to all the Paros. He used to embalm all of them. So he meant it to be Mechabit his father, to treat him like a king. Treat him royally. So why should he be punished? Whatever. That's what the Cheskuni says.
Why
did the brothers go back to Israel? I think so. The Ben Shalom told Yankov Avinu that this is going to be the goal. So not the Alpha Gamma. When I will be ready, I will bring you back. I think so.
Probably like we were.
The Ramban quotes a machlokes hatanaim in Vayigash. Unless you say Ramban has a machlokes hatanaim, whether the Rav was over after the 2 years or it came back again after Yaakov Avinu died. Because he quotes a sifrei that one Tana comments on the Pasuk at the end of this week. It says, Vaychalpi Yosef Esechov. Yes, I forgot the whole Pasuk. Vaychalpi Yosef Esechov is. They base them or something. So the Tana, one Tana the phrase says, "Ein loshin fil kolala b'shnei sarov." And they quote another pasuk that the term, the verb vayichalpa means when there's a rov. So where was their rov? If the Yankov Avinu gave a bracha to Paroi, so the rov was over. The one Tana says, "No, the rov was only over because Mama Yankov was alive. After he died, then the rov came back again because a bracha from a tzaddik is only chal, only mekuyim because Mama tzaddik is alive. After the tzaddik dies, then everything that he accomplished dies with." The other Tana says, "What are you talking?" Covered for a tzaddik, but the bunch of shalom imkayim is bracha while he's alive, and after he dies, not. So habizonian. No, when a tzaddik did that bracha, the bracha remains. So the rov disappeared and didn't come back. And the other Tana says back, no, that is the covered for the tzaddik. That calls man he's alive, the bracha is there. After he dies, then the bracha is alive. No,
all the brachas that were given. All the brachas that were given.
History.
But
then
the
Midbar, way later.
And then there, Miriam died.
That was discussed. Yeah, that's a different thing. That wasn't a drach, that was an discussed of Miriam, discussed of Aaron had something. So when they died, it disappeared. So Machlek is telling whether the Roth came back again. But if it came back, it only came back for 5 years. It didn't come back later than it was. This question is still a good question. After the 5 years were up, why didn't they go back? Apparently, they heard from their father that he heard from the Nebuah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I tell you to come back, Teretz Kinan, then you come back. Kozman, I don't tell you to come back. You stay there, apparently.
And what does this Gemara tell us in Mubarak? I mean, nowadays, when dollars go, I mean, are we supposed to pay this?
I don't think so at all. No, we're not supposed to be here. None of us are supposed to be here. Not you and not me.
Yeah.
The Pasuk says when they brought the father into Eretz Yisrael to bury him, so they observed Shiva for 7 days. So the Rambam writes, even though it says in the Torah Shiva, the din of Shiva is only Takanah of the Rabbam, it's not a din deraisa. Because the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, it's interpreted as Kat Shalom. The same thing the Rambam writes, Shiva Simei Amishta. The Rambam in Hilchos Avilah writes both. Same thing, Shiva Simei Amishta. It says, Malish Vazois, but he's celebrating for 7 days and another 7 days. So he says, we don't derive from that Pasuk by Yankov marrying Rav Avalayah that there's a din Menal Torah that you have to celebrate Shiva Simei Amishta. It's only Takanah of the Rabbam. It was a very early Takanah of the Rabbanah, the Rambam writes. It was Moshe Beis Dino. Moshe Rabbeinu and his Beis Din were Misakin, but it didn't become a Din Deraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a Takanah too long as Din Deraisa. Moshe Beis Din were Misakin both Shiva for Avelus and Shiva Simei HaMishta for Achas and Kalos. Some of the Farshim point out that here it's certainly not, you can't say that this Avelus, by asking the other Abel Shivas Yomim, you can't say that that's the Avelus Shiva, it's before he was buried. It says by Yaslev Abel Shivas Yomim, then it has Pasuk Yud Gimel, three psukim later. By Yisroel Sabana Vayitzikanan says that they buried him later. So that was a different Shiva. It wasn't even the Shiva after Kvura at all. So of course he can't learn out from here Shiva. I'll be Pashtas. Hakam Ataka doesn't say that they observed Shiva after they buried him. They never observed Shiva. It doesn't say that they observed Shiva after they buried him. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shiva in the Rabbanim. Even the conservative and the reform Jews, everybody fulfills Shiva. Even those who only fulfill Hashem Echad, Mila, Israeli parade, and the intermarriage. Everybody observes Shiva. It's the universal, no, it's the international mitzvah of Shiva. How many days they sit Shiva is a different question. Everybody knows Shiva. Some people call Shiva 3 days, 2 days. They don't know what the word Shiva means. I think Shiva means shiver, whatever. I don't know what it means. So the Kli Chemda has a comment on this pas, on this idea. He quotes the Gemara in Tainis on Dachem Abeis. Gemara has one of the Amoraim is eating, and he told the other guy, "Doesn't want to have bittul Torah. Talk to me and learning while I'm eating." So he says, "No, you're not allowed to talk and learning." Then he said, come on, tell me about Torah. So he said, Yankov Vino Loi Meis. So he says, are you crazy? What do you mean Yankov Vino Loi Meis? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayikva. Doesn't say Vayomus. Place point says, Vayikva. Doesn't say Vayomus. Vayichal Yaakov Tzavis is Bana Vayesef Raghla Velamita Vayikva. He fainted. So he doesn't say that he died. So he says, what do you mean? V'chi b'chdi chontu chanatayev softu sabdanaya. What they embalm him for? What they bury him for? What they say has paid him if he didn't die? So he says, I have a pasuk, and he quotes a pasuk from Treyasar, there's makish zaroi loy, there's a hekesh between Yankov and his children, and just like the children don't die, so Yankov didn't die, it's a pasuk. And that's the end of the Gemara. They never answer the question, so what they bury him for, how they bury him alive, and what they say has paid him for, and how do they embalm a live person? They killed him. When they embalmed him, they killed him. When they buried him alive, they killed him. So the Gemara never answers. So the several of the Mefarshim on the Gemara all say the same thing. That Misa means that a person dies and there's no continuation, there's no Hemshechius. They say that when the Beis HaLevi died, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Soloveitchik told it over, that when the Beis HaLevi died, Rav Chaim said a Hesped, so he said that his father, Beis HaLevi, had different Talmidim. So he said his father had different facets to his personality, to his Gadlus. So he had Drush, there's a Goyen and Drush. And he had Charifis, and he had Bikias, and he had Havana, and he had Amkis, and he had Pshat, different things. So he said that this one, I already forgot all the different names. He said, if I remember, Rav Zalman Sender, that was the father of the Dvar Avraham, the Kavli Ram. Rav Zalman Sender took one aspect, Bikias or something. The other one took Charifis, the other one took this, the other one took this. And I took Havana, whatever he said, Rav Chaim said. But the Pshat went down into the grave with my father. But no one took Pshat. No one, all the Talmidim they had, no one knows how to learn Pshat like my father. So whenever a person dies, he passes over different things. He passes over his money to his children, and different midas tavis and midas he passes over. But there are some things that are not passed over. So those midas tavis that he has that are not passed over, that's what one is misapel about. That's what you observe shiva that there's a miut kol shamayim. But if you say that Yankov Avinu loy meis and makish zarei loy, he didn't mean to say that he didn't die. Why did he die? The other Amor asks him, V'chidichdi, Softo Saftanai, V'chontu Chanataya. How did they bury him? How did they embalm him? What is their hesed for? Now the answer is, Avada physically died. But what it says Vayigva doesn't say Vayomer, because it's not called Nisa in the Lashon HaTorah. Nisa in Lashon HaTorah means when someone dies, and something, at least some aspect, some positive aspect of his personality, doesn't go over to future generations. But Yaakov Avinu was mitosa shlema. He gave everything that he had, he gave over to all the shvatim. He didn't give it all over to one child. He had 12 children and a daughter. So he gave something over to each one of the shvatim. But everybody, all together, they got the pshat with the remes, with the drush, with the son, with the harifis, with the bikis, with the havana, with the drush, everything. They got everything for him. So that's why he doesn't say vayomer. And that's why they never kept shiva. That's how some say. That's why the Taka never kept shiva later on. But it wasn't misa al pidit. It's not called misa. I don't know. That's what they want to say. That only Yankov is the one who didn't die. He didn't tell us his name. I don't know. That's how someone is. Why did he pick on this member at the time? Yankov Avinu makes very strange. I think the Torah Tmimo has in his autobiography, Mekor Baruch has a comment on this. He says, Ein Mesichem Eter Hasuda. Why doesn't it say Ein Mesaprim? He says, Mesichem means to get someone else to talk. That a person is eating a sandwich is not allowed to talk, that he may choke. That's a double pasuk. Not allowed to eat, they may choke. But let's say the other person is eating and he wants me to talk and learning. He wants me to talk and learning with him while he's eating, and he won't talk. So that too is awesome. That's what the Torah Tmimo says. That too is awesome. It says, Ein Mesichem Eter Hasuda. You're not allowed to get the other guy to talk in the middle of the meal. Not only Ein Soch and Ein Mesichem. Why? Because he may say something that he will find very startling, very surprising, and he'll start to talk in the middle of the meal. And that's why, when the fellow was eating and he told the other guy, tell me all this, I'm giving it to him, he said, you're not allowed to. Then he said, come on, tell me. So he told Yankov Avinu Laimeis, an extremely startling statement. So the guy in the middle of the sandwich says, what are you talking about? So he showed him, you see, it's better that I shouldn't talk to you in learning. I may say something very startling and you'll start to talk in the middle of your meal, and it's dangerous. At the end of the parasha, you find that the brothers were afraid that Yosef was going to take revenge from them. So they ask him for forgiveness, and he says, you don't have to worry. Atem chashavtem alai ru'a l'kim chashav l'toivo. So you're not going to have any punishment. So the Arachayim HaKadosh writes on Chumash, Moshel ma'adov adoyma, a person intended to do an aveira, and it turned out that he didn't do an aveira. There's absolutely no punishment. So that's what it turned out, there was no punishment. So the Achrayim ask on the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Mishneh Nazir says, Farkir, coming up next week in the Daf Yemi. No. Mishneh Nazir says on Chafes or something, that if a person niskaven lechol b'sar chazir, for all of the other b'sar tlet, Zarech Kapar, it says, Hashem Yislach lo, Me'er Kosem Adaber, Rashi Chumash put, Me'er Kosem Adaber, a woman took a neder, and the husband was made for the neder, and she didn't realize that the husband was made for the neder. She went ahead and violated the neder, thinking she's doing an avera, and it turned out that there was no neder, the husband was made for it already. So it still says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yislach lo, that she needs a kapara. So all of the Acharim asked, the Acharim HaKadosh against the Mishnah, he didn't know enough of the Mishnah. Pilei he didn't know a Mishnah. So the Beis Yitzchok of Yitzchok Shmelkes has a teretz. He says it depends. If Niskav Lecha B'sar Chazir of all of the other B'sar Tuleh, and it turned out that he ate kosher meat, then Tzorah Kapor. What if Niskav Lecha B'sar Chazir of all of the other B'sar Korbin, and it turned out that he did a mitzvah? Not only didn't he do an aver, it turns out that he did a mitzvah. Then he wants to say that you don't need a kapara. So that's how he says that. That's the pshat in the Racham HaKadosh. Tem chashavt malai ro. Doesn't say v'kim b'y chashav ro. It says v'kim chashav ro taiva. Turned out that it was a mitzvah. It's not bad in the Chumash, but it doesn't really fit into the Racham HaKadosh. Racham HaKadosh says, Moshel ma'adav adayim, a guy intended to poison the other one. He gave him a drink that's poisonous, that he should die. And then it turned out that it was wine. He forgot to put in the poison, just plain old wine. So what's the mitzvah? He gave him the wine. He didn't tell him, he gave him the wine. Okay, so others give a different, it could be the Klichemda, I think the Klichemda may say this, others say a different shot, that it's a difference between Mitzvahs Ben Adam HaHavera as opposed to Mitzvahs Ben Adam HaMokam. By Mitzvahs Ben Adam HaHavera, the only thing that counts is the end result. What's the bottom line? Was it a Teva or was it a Ra? By Mitzvahs Ben Adam HaMokam, there you can say, if he thought he's doing an Haveri, he went ahead and did something, that's also for Rechem as an Haveri. But in mitzvahs, but all the haver is nit. Some achrayim have.
That's
also really broad. That this is mitzvah midos,
not
the last one. Yes, this midos
they violated for sure. Yes.
But the haver, ben on haver, they're afraid he's going to take revenge because they babbled him. So he says, by not a haver, it all depends what turned out in the end. And achrayim give a marshal from the mitzvah of shikro, that if the fellow forgets the bundles in the field. So he gets reward, even though he didn't even realize that it was shikha. And then there's a deceptor that says, from the mitzvah of shikha we derive the following principle, maybe our Gemara, that if a man is walking in the street and he loses some money from his pocket, he has a hole in the pocket, and he only finds it and he's in his pinus emenu, so the man who lost the money gets a reward. I was legamer shalom in this kavan. So you learn out from the mitzvah of shikha that even if the zakah is given shalom in this kavan, you also get reward. And some achrayim point out, when is there an achleikis hatanon with the mitzvah tzrichas kavan, and the tzrichas kavan only mitzvah ben adam amok. Mitzvah ben adam hachaver, avada ain't tzrichas kavan. Now I'm not kaminus ledina based on this. What do you need kavana? It all depends what's the end result. Did the other person get the chesed? Did he get the taiva? Did he not get the taiva? But that's what some want to say. I think the klichenda has. That's what they want to say, that that's the pshat and the pasuk in the Yerachayim HaKadosh over here. That this was a question of an avla bin adam hachaver. So he says there was no avla. If it turns out all's well that ends well. If it turns out good in the end, then it's an issue of bin adam hachaver, so then there's no avera. If it would have been an issue of bin adam hachaver, then it would have been an avera. So, it's very nice. We find that Yaakov Avinu asked Yosef to swear that he's going to bury him in Eretz Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael. So he asks him to do with him Chesed V'Emes, and Rashi explains based on the Medrash that Chesed that's done with Mason is Chesed Shalemes. Dainim is Tapa L'Tashkum Star, L'Tashkum Gmu. Chesed that you do with a Chai may be repaid. Chesed that one does with a Mace is never going to be repaid. It could be that this is, there is a difference of Tidin, that's done. One is called Chesed Shalemes and what is Chesed Plain, because he may be repaid. Could be that Alpidin are two different halachas. That the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim that there's a mitzvah of Tzedakah. It says many times in Chumash that the Pasuk reads Posech Tiftach Yod Chol Aniyech and so on, and then the Pasuk reads Ki Biglal Adav Azeh Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara in the end of Masech HaShabbos comes Ki Biglal Adav Azeh, that Aniyut is the Galgal HaChoyzeh Ba'oimah. And Aniyut, sometimes poverty sometimes strikes one family, sometimes strikes another family. We don't really have one family that was wealthy from Deire Deiris. You have Jewish families who are wealthy for a few generations, and then they become poor, Jews going and so on. But you don't have really from Deire Deiris throughout all the generations, for thousands of years, that one family remains wealthy throughout. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Arem is Ki Biglal Adav Azeh, that Aniyut is a Galgal HaChoyzeh burden. How does that fit into the Pasuk? It says you should give tzedakah, and then it says ki b'glal adav azeh yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. So the Abarbanel has a comment on that pasuk, which Rav Soloveitchik once said over in Shiach, in a drasha, Shiach drasha, that the pasuk seems to be saying that the yisoid of all mitzvahs min adam l'chaver is that I'm mechuyav to do for you because you're mechuyav to do back for me in exchange. That's the yisoid achiyav. He had a Rambam that's also mashma a little bit like this. Why is it that the chiyuv tzedakah is only to Yisraelim and there's no chiyuv tzedakah min haTorah to Nochrim? The Gemara says, "Mefanis mani Yaakov im ani Yisrael mitnei darkei sholom." It means that it's only a takana with the Rabbanim. It's listed in the middle of Masechet Gittin with all the takanas mitnei darkei sholom and tikkun olam and so on. But min haTorah, there is no obligation to give tzedakah to the Nochrim, right? So the Rambam in the Arach HaZok in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim has a slight lashon that perhaps was intended to explain this din. That's how the Rav pointed out. But the Lashon HaRambam is, you mechuyav to give tzedakah to one, is mechuyav to give tzedakah back to you, and you'll be poor. So since the chiyuv tzedakah is not from the Sheva Mitzvah Tzedakah, so if I'll be poor, he won't be obligated to repay it to me. So I'm not mechuyav to pay it to him in the first place, because he's not mechuyav to repay it to me. In other words, the kitzur, the chiyuv to do, this is my word, my language, the chiyuv to do mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro is the chiyuv to Torah's chiyuv parlam. I'm mechuyav to do for you, and you're mechuyav to pay me for it. When are you mechuyav not to pay cash? Aniyus is a galgal achayis ba'olam. Now I'm the wealthy. I'm the millionaire. I teach in YU. You're poor. Someday you'll be wealthier than me. So if I'll be in need of money, so you'll be willing to give back to me if I'll need. If I'll need gemilas chasadim, if I'll need help, assistance, whatever, now I'm able to work. I'll be an old man, I'll be feeble, so I'll need someone to help me. So I'm willing to do to everybody else because they're willing to pay me back to do for me. And the normal theorist play in, I'm not obligated to do the pool. I'm not obligated to fix your automobile or to paint your house or to do anything, to shovel your snow, unless I obligate myself. I have to have it. I have to have this chadis midas, mitzara poil to do the job. Then we explain, once the poil agrees to do the job, then there's a machlekes and dafayin on the base. That's what we're up to in Balakam and Chazorah. There's a machlekes the Miri and the other Rishonim as to whether the chiyuv of the balabayis to pay the poil and the siris, to pay the salary, is that his chadis midas on the part of the balabayis? Or is that a chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon him? But you cannot have that the poel is mechuyev to do the pe'ula unless he obligates himself, unless he agrees. But here the Torah imposes upon me, but the Torah imposes upon me only to do the pe'ula for you. The Torah is chiyuv poel, I'm mechuyev to do for you because you're mechuyev to do back for me. That's perhaps the yisayid achiv of all mitzvahs bin adam l'chaveiro. But it's only called a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiro if there's a chaveiro, if the other person is alive and he has a shibud to return the taiva back if I'll ever be in need of a taiva. But if it's a chesed that's done with a mace, he can't say that I'm mechuyav to do for the mace because he's mechuyav to do back to me. It's mamash a chesed shalemes. He's not shach to be tzatel atashkim and star from him. So then it's only a chiyuv b'teiras midok. Every person has to be mizdavik with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Baruch Hu does chasarim to us. He's not tzatel atashkim and star. So we have to imitate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also do the midah of chesed. Just out of that, perhaps this is the basic difference that the Rishonim have. One, perhaps this is the basic difference that Rishonim draw a distinction between Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeisim and the din of Kavod HaBiyus. He learns this Kima, so the Zerich has to learn part sections of Masechet Brachos. So some Rishonim say that Kavod HaBiyus is Zerich HaDinim DeRabbonon, perhaps it's only Kavod HaChaim and not Kavod HaMeisim. Shailah Rishon, Machloikis, Kfuris HaMeis is Mutar on Yontav Sheni Shel Goliath. Why? Because Kfuris HaMeis is Kavod HaBiyus and Yontav Sheni Shel Goliath is only a din DeRabbonon. That's the Pshat. Kavod HaBiyus is Derech Yontav Sheni because it's only a din DeRabbonon. That's what one group of Rishonim say. So in the Meile, Kfuris HaMeis would be Mutar on Yontav Rishon also if the Chevre Kadisha will only be violating Malachas DeRabbonon. Only the Malachas DeRais will have to be done on Yidei Akul. The din is that HaMeis B'Yontav Rishon is Saskabu Amomim. HaMeis B'Yontav Sheni is Saskabu Yisrael. So the Mechaber writes that HaMeis B'Yontav Rishon is Saskabu Amomim is only on the Malachas DeRais, but on the Malachas DeRabbonon the Yisraelim are permitted to do. And the Mishnah Brura says, along Arichas Deila, this is a big machlekes of Rishon. This is one of the major machlekes that was between the Talmidim of the Ramban. After the Ramban passed away, so the Talmidim Ramban came from Spain to Provence to learn by the Rishonim there. And there was a lot of friction between them because they had different shitas and different minhagim and different dinim. They had a different religion from the Balei Tosfos, from those who lived in Provence. So the Miri writes the whole Kuntres Moginovus. So one of the big issues that they had in Machlokes was, what happens if you have a mace, the Yontav Rishon, the Saskabu Amomim, what about the Malachas DeRabbonon? Is it permissible for the Yisraelim to do that? If it's permissible, then it's preferable. There's more Kavod HaMeis. If Yisraelim are metapel in the mace, then if Nochrim are metapel. But he's saying, no, Yontav Rishon, there's no Heta. It's only Din DeRabbonon. Isn't Kavod HaBiyus Derech HaDinim DeRabbonon? So the Rishonim say wrong. Kavod HaBiyus is Derech HaDinim DeRabbonon, only Kavod HaChaim, not Kavod HaMeis. But the Gemara says Yontav Sheni Yisaskabo Yisrael. No, that's a different reason. The Gemara says Yontav Sheni Lugabi Meis Kachol Shavio Rabbanon. That's a special heter, not the general din of Kavod HaBiyus. That's Matir Ol the Rabbanon. The general din wouldn't apply here because Kavod HaBiyus is only Matir the Rabbanon if it's Kavod HaChaim and not Kavod HaMeis. That's a big machlekes. So according to the difference between the beginning of the Hezber to explain why there's a difference in Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeis, you can say Poshe Kavod HaChaim is other from Kavod HaMeis. We showed him saying Sukkot in the beginning of the second period. But if you have a crossroads, if I finish, you'll okay. If you have a crossroads and the Levaya procession is going this way to the Beis HaKloret, and the Chazon Kala with their Shushbina going this way to the Sameach, and there's only room for one, so who takes precedence? So the Gemara says that the Chazon Kala takes precedence over the Meis. Why? So we showed him explain based on Masechet Nochas. The Gemara doesn't really say, but the Masechet Nochas tells us that Kavod HaChaim is Derech HaKavod HaMeis. That's partial, that Kavod HaChaim is other from Kavod HaMeisim. But one could perhaps explain even more than that. It's not some other. It means that Kavod HaMeisim is just an Indian of Chesed Shalemes, just an Indian of Midas. Hashem can Kavod HaChaim is an Indian of Shibudim. Mamish Mishubah to do it. You can't have Shibudim to a Meis for two reasons. Number one, because the nature of the Shibudim is I'm Mukhiyah to do for him because he's Mukhiyah to do back for me. So if he's a Meis, he's any Mitzapah L'Tashlam Mechassah. The Mukhiyah doesn't exist in the first place. Perhaps along the lines of this Abar Benela on the Pasuk, he begal ad over Azeh. And number two, the way the Adnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva, he has a Gemara later in, oh, we're learning the end of Baba Kama, he has a Gemara earlier in Baba Kama, where the Gemara has on the Dachman test, there's a Gemara with the Rashbo, there's quoted in Chayshim Mishpat, that there's no such thing as a Shibut to a Meis. The Kalam, there's no such thing. You can't have, not only can you have a Shibut to a Meis of Tiris Poilam, I'm going to do him because he's going to do back to me. If he's a Meis, I'm going to do back. Forget about that. Even just to say Shibudim, there's no Shibudim to a Meis. Shibudim can only be Benhara Bachavei. Bachavei means to a living person. You can't have Shibudim to an animal, you can't have Shibudim to a Meis. A Meis is like a bank. You can't have Shibudim. You have to also not. Only have to another person, another human being. So perhaps this is a real halacha that Rashi is driving at. Rashi is a medrash. Chesed liyem is that they're really two different dinim of Chesed. Chesed with the Chai is Shibudim. The Ktois has a whole discussion whether Beis Din is Kaipa and Zdoke. Well, the Beis Din is Kaipa and Zdoke. So some Poskim point out the issue is not one of Kaipa and Alamitzvahs. It's a question of Gria Shibudim. That if the Chiyuvim mit Olam HaHavera, Zdoke and Chesed and so on are Shibudim, so it's Gria Shibudim. You have to pay up your obligation. The Gemara says in the end of Seita that Kaipa and Alaviyah is a mitzvah to be Malava people. When they're traveling, you have to be Malava them a certain distance. Learned that from Egla Rufa, Loi Patanu, Boloi Mazen, and Boloi Leviyah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the end of Egla Rufa about the mitzvah of Leviyah. So the Gemara says there, Kaifan al Halaviyah. So the Kevinara on that Gemara discusses why is Kaifan al Halaviyah. Basically says in Baba Basra on the Afchet, places has a cash, there happened to be Kaifan's dock. Isn't it a mitzvah satay? Shematan's chor bit sida, as it says, Seftik tefes yotcha, ki beglala dover hazeh yivarechach Hashem alakecha. The Gemara says in Chulin, the beginning of Kol Avosa, that a mitzvah satay, Shematan's chor bit sida, says it's not Kaifan. Chumish says, Kabidas tzadich v'yitimecha, Aman yarichon yomecha. So the Gemara says in Kol Avosa, that if a person is negligent in fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbutz, the Bezim will not force him. But the Pasuk says, if you do this mitzvah, you get that reward. So the Pasuk says, do it in order to get the reward. You don't want to do the mitzvah, you won't get the reward. So the promise of the Pasuk itself is enough to force, to urge to get the person to do the mitzvah. There's a Zamukhis to force him to do that mitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. The person is bothered with the kasha. So how come there isn't this kaifal adzaka? How come he kaifal leviyah? How come he kaifal adzaka? It says in the Chumash that whenever you do a mitzvah in Olam HaVeira, the Glal Adav Azeh Yivarecha Hashem Alakecho, the Torah gives a promise that whenever you do tzedakah of Milas Chasod in Olam HaVeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. The Glal Adav Azeh Yivarecha Hashem Alakecho. So the Rabbis and the Keren Ayra and others give this answer. They say, no, when do you say not Kaifal HaMitzvah Shemat Nishor B'tzidah, that's Kvi Ala Mitzvah, but here, Ben Olam HaVeira is HaShibudim. Like if I'm a chuyif to pay you money, so there's no Kaifal HaTorah Zvi HaShibudim, not the Torah's Kaifal Ala Mitzvah. The difference is, with Via Shibudim is not subject to these rules that if it's not in the Torah, we don't have to coax him or urge him to do the mitzvah. Forget about mitzvahs, even if he doesn't believe in the whole religion. Via Shibudim means he owes a debt, he owes an obligation, so you make him pay. Finish.
There is no reciprocal
mitzvah. Reciprocity. Right. That's a word, huh?
Why do we say it's a sin? You do what this means, so there is a
better
sucker. So why do we say
it's a sin? I'm only mukhayif to do for you. If you will someday be mukhayif to repay
you. No, we have to be sucker because
you're the sin
for you,
that you're
going to have to give you.
No, I may become poor tomorrow. You'll have to give me. I'm mukhayif to do for everybody else because I may become poor tomorrow. Why should I ever worry about that? So the Torah says that Anius is a galgal achayzeh boilam. The harai that you never have a family that radere, dere, dere is always wealthy. There has to be some person in the chain who loses the money. So maybe me. I may be the lucky one to become poor. So then you may be the lucky one to be mukhayif to repay me. That's according to my view. And the Avnei Nezi says a different view. He says, Kosher, there's never a shibud to a man. You can never have shibud to a man.
She
would
give back. Is that from the same
next
something
gives
me money,
like
money is
made in different ways. Sometimes money, sometimes services, sometimes
if you're somebody rich, you're not
going to
serious
service,
still
gives you money. Gmilas Fasadim, yeah. The Gemara says, Gmilas Fasadim is Bein Lanim, Bein Ashir. Stock is only Lanim, but Gmilas Fasadim, let's say, to dance at my wedding. I can be the wealthiest person in the world. But the money doesn't make people to be misamech, to have a bar mitzvah, make a wedding, marry up my children. So I like people to be misamech. So all the money in the world is not going to help. So there's a mitzvah, milas basar, and bein lanim, bein mashir.
Also,
there's the
fact that if somebody gets paid to somebody, you have to look. I mean, I understand if a person, he needs help, like, for example, but try to look for all sorts of ways to try to find how to pertain that.
I don't know if you're mukhayif to look. If you see that he needs to be repaid, so you repay him. No, the fee is, let's say, if I shovel your snow and we agree that you're going to pay me $0.50. So you got to pay the $0.50, the owner people's cost. If I shovel your snow and then the agreement was that in case I'll ever need a taver, you should do me the taver. I never needed a taver for the rest of my life. So you're not mukhayif? That's the understanding. If I do minus chasodimah, or zok et others, so the chiyuv is that they have to repay me if and when I'll ever need repayment, and if the other party will be in a position to repay.
If
he won't be in a position, or I won't ever need it. So there's no
need.
Okay, they're mukhayif to do for me because I'm mukhayif to do for them back again. Everyone's mukhayif to do for everybody else because everybody else is mukhayif to do back. Now, Barbanel explains why the Gemara, how the Gemara's drasha, biglal adav hazeh, biglal is galgal, how that fits in with this pasuk. What does it got to do? Fakir. Sociologists say that it doesn't make sense to give any charity to the poor. What will you accomplish? Ki lo yachta alav yom mekerev haaretz. They're always going to be poor people. So what do you accomplish by giving charity to the poor? They're always going to be poor people or rich people. fulfill nafkamina, to make him rich, because someone else is going to be poor. Make him rich, someone else is going to be poor. So how does the Torah give this as the reason? Ki lo yakta alav him karot. Because Anius is a gargala chazbar, of course people are always going to be poor, so therefore you have to fight poverty and you'll never win the war. But the pasuk is the shver, no? The Torah tells me to fight a battle that I'm not going to win. It doesn't make sense. He says, no, the Abamanel says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Because you're mechuyav to give him because you may be poor. Ki lo yakta alav him karot. You may be poor tomorrow, you'll need. So you're mechuyav to help out others because they're mechuyav to help you.
This is a Allah, but I mean, it's actually in the media to do the mitzvah, you know, for not because he's going to have
the because to living people also, you mechuyav to do chesed shalom, yeah. Right. There are two mitzvahs. There's a shibud bin Adam HaVeira. And then there's also the Torah midas status, right? Midas is a mitzvah bin Adam HaVeira. That's how the Vilna Grind says. On the Gemara in Bava Kamma, earlier, on that Lama, the Gemara says, I'm on the boil of Mechachasiba, so one opinion of Migmar is Mekan Mili the Brachas, so one says Mekan Mili the Nezikin, and one says Mekan Mili the Ovid. What do these three suggestions represent? So the Vilna Gaon and the commentary on Yeshayah, the Vilna Yeshayah explains, that they represent the three forms of mitzvahs. That some think that there are only two types of mitzvahs, a mitzvah in Adam HaMakam and a mitzvah in Adam HaHavera. So the Gaon says, no, there's a third type of mitzvah, mitzvah in Adam Liatmo. That's the mitzvah of Midos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us the Tzelem of Akim. And he told us all to preserve that Tzelem HaLakim that we have. So that's the mitzvah of Ovos Dibak, Yidavik V'midoysov. The halakha v'drachot, that we should imitate the midas of the Goshom. Doesn't mean imitate the midas. It means that we already have the midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the midas. We should be careful not to destroy the midas, not to ruin the midas that we were given, that were already implanted within us. So that's a mitzvah of midas. That's a mitzvah of not only Atma, to retain the midas toivus of Elakus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within our neshama, that we have already.
What kind of
mitzvah
is that? Something that you're giving somebody,
you know,
in order to
repay? But some have mitzvahs, including the mitzvahs is to do chasadim to others, even not to tear a serious problem, not to be in the top of the tashma, but to the living people. To do chesed to your enemies, even if you're not in the top of the tashma. Those are mitzvah mitzvahs.
I think with the
sacred
Akedah,
to explain
by the seventh by the
That's a very good question.
Let's say your parents do crazy, and now you met your adopted child meets your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we discussed it. The Pesukim say that Kibud Av V'Aim is a double mitzvah, the mitzvah of Adam HaMakom and the mitzvah of Adam HaVeir. Now, I'm sure chemistry, the very part of my shiva, the minhag can't raise it as a shiloh. Is Kibud Av V'Aim a mitzvah of Adam HaVeir, a mitzvah of Adam HaMakom? My nafka mina, he says, when it comes Yom Kippur and you want Mechilas HaOvim, but if you clap on faith and this for Averis, then Adam HaMakom, so the Gosh wants to use it. But the Mishnah says, you may then Averis, should be Adam HaVeir, any other person, Mishachata, Shigirata, Chaver. See, if I attacked somebody in the face, and I stole money from somebody, and I cheated, and I was miserable to them, that's an Averis, but Adam HaVeir. Shalas, what if I didn't mistreat my parents? I just treated them like I treat everybody else. I didn't treat them with the proper respect and the proper covered that I'm afraid to give them. So is that considered an aver ben adam ha-havero? But he say, no, I treated them like everybody else. So that's not an aver ben adam ha-havero, just an aver ben adam ha-mokom. Exactly how could it be considered an aver ben adam ha-mokom? So he says, Nihaskana says, because lo yishut mi yesh for adam, avi di ima is a ha-kadosh baruch hu, ima is a nida. And because my parents are shut and with ha-kadosh baruch hu in bringing me into existence, so respecting them is an indirect form of covered ha-shchina. So maybe keep it out of the end as a mitzvah in Adam HaMakom and not a mitzvah in Adam HaHavera. No, maybe it's a mitzvah in Adam HaHavera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he discusses with an Afkamina for Ashirat Yitzchaver. So the Maharam Sheik has a true and other Seil HaLacha, that it's both. That it's both. That if the parents raise you, and if you're a existence in this world is a worthwhile one, and it's worth appreciating. There's Ahakvanatatai. So then you have a vote. Achiyah bin Adam HaMotman, Achiyah bin Adam HaLeir, or to be mechabit the parents. If the parents didn't raise the child, they gave him up for adoption. So what they do, they just brought him into existence in the world. So it's also Ahakvanatatai a little bit, provided that the person leads a worthwhile life. Let's say the person leads a miserable life. The person grows up to be an Adam Rasha. And it's really Nerech La'alad M'shalei Nivra M'shanivra. Would have been better that he shouldn't come into existence in this world. So it's hard to say that he has a chiyuv, better gratitude to his parents for bringing him into this world. What did he accomplish by coming into the world? He would have been better off not to come into the world than yes to come into the world. So then perhaps one, unless that is for purpose of Gilgul
Neshamas.
But there's a time, it's a time of the cross. Okay, could be. I don't know. Could be. But others say, I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. That's a very good point. But others suggest no. That in such a case, the mitzvah would only be bin adam lamach and not bin adam haver. And there are not kmenis lidin, and maybe not kmenis lidin. He has a good time. What's the difference? What the reason for the mitzvah is? We pass the leida shein is having the when the reason doesn't apply, the din still apply. I don't know. Would that be enough?
Would that be enough to show him whether if the parents are showing whether they have to.
It's also irrelevant. If it's not Mechaveros,
then you have
to... Right. That's what some explain the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that there is a Chiyuv, even if the parents are showing. And the Tur, yes, that the Rambam is against the Gemara and the first daf in Ezeo Nesha. And the beginning of the second daf in Ezeo Nesha says explicitly that there is no mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyayim to Rishoyim. So in the yeshivas, they say the teretz, and the marsham points out that it's a mefurashi Yerushalmi that has this distinction. Lagabi Mela, same thing Lagabi Yavavimo, that the Rambam is not against the Gemara. The Rambam is talking when the parents are alive. The Gemara is talking when the parents are dead. The Gemara is the parents talking after Kibud Aviyayim, the Gemara says in Kedushim, Mechab de Mechab, Mechab de Lachamoshim. Kibud Aviyayim applies even after death. But the Gemara says, Mechab de Lachamoshim is only if the parents were religious. If the parents are not, they're not. And the Rambam is talking when the parents are alive. So then the Chiyuv Kibud Aviyayim applies even if they were showing. Why should it be a difference? So that's how they explain in the yeshivas that the Maharam Shik writes a svara that you can't base the same as this Avni Nezer. You can't have a Chiyuv Bein Adam L'Chaver to a dead person. So what kind of a Chiyuv Kibud Aviyayim L'Acha Moisa? So you can't say that that's a Chiyuv Bein Adam L'Chaver. That's only a Chiyuv Bein Adam L'Mokher. Oh, if it's Bein Adam L'Mokher, means it's an indirect way of being Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because my parents are the Shutzim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Rebbeinu Shlom is embarrassed with his partners because they were showing. But then perhaps one can say that there is no chiyuv at all. Kibud Aviyayim la'acha moisa, when it's only the Adam HaMokhain, and the parents are rishoyim, then there's no chiyuv at all. But if the parents are still alive, then it's a chiyuv in Adam HaHaveir. A chiyuv in Adam HaHaveir, what's the difference? Whether they're tzaddikim or rishoyim, you still have to give a hakara tatayim. If you owe money to a person and he becomes a rosh, he's still chiyuv to pay there. That's how some say. The taina that you have is a good taina. Why not say that... Loyd Hashin and Time of the Kro. I don't know, just off thing it could be that Loyd Hashin and Time of the Kro means that you still mechiv to do the mitzvah even though the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply. But it doesn't mean that the nature of the mitzvah won't change. It could be that if you owe a debt of gratitude to the parents, then it's the nature of the mitzvah is one of, in Adam Lachaveiro. And if you don't owe a debt of gratitude to the parents, because Farket, they raised me as a communist, they raised me as a Mapainik. And then I became a Turikaitanik. I was there to see the light. So then maybe the mitzvah will still apply, but as long as he b'teres ben adam l'amakim. Maybe loy dashin a time in the court doesn't necessarily, I don't know, you have to check really more. Maybe it just means you still mechiv to do the mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily imply that the nature of the mitzvah will stay the same. Maybe you cannot say that it still remains a mitzvah ben adam l'chaver. I don't know.
It must sound like they're saying it's ben adam l'chaver because of the dashin a time in the court, though. The whole reason by nature is it, I mean, everyone says it's both.
No, the Minhag Chinuch raises the question, and I don't remember that he has the pshitas, but I think the Maram Shik and others say that it's both. Rabbi Yosef Engel has it. Rishon, I don't remember. Could be they quote Minhag Chinuch and Aseres HaDibros on Kibud Aviyayim talks about it. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it in the Shev Nechemta. He has a kuntres that's called Shev Nechemta 7, Mamorim and Agaritim, that he published on the occasion of his mother's death. In honor of his mother. So one of them is about Kibud Aviyayim. So he suggests that it sometimes is Ben Adam L'Amakim, sometimes Ben Adam L'Chaver, depending whether the son is a tzaddik or not. If the son leads a worthwhile life, then he has a debt of gratitude to the parents. If the son turns out to be a Rasha, So then it's not a love mishalag yibra mishinivra, as the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. So then it's not a hakorat ha-tayis to the parents. It's just another mom.
I mean, the parents gave him the opportunity.
Depending on whether the parents, how the parents raised him. If they raised him as a rosh.
That's the Rambam said that you shouldn't say that.
You
influence a person. A person has
to
choice in everything.
Yeah, a person has to choose, but it's much more difficult. So much more difficult in. If it's against an anti-religious education and environment and so on.
Why don't we
do that?
Has given
Ani
a right to demand
stuff? Yeah, he can force you. That's what the Ksait talks about. Whether you're Kaifa al Tzaka.
That's
But it's not just a nice thing. There's a chiyuv to give stock, and the question is, are you mechuyev to give these guys? Maybe they're richer than you. Maybe they're mechuyev to give us stock. It's a different question, but whenever there's a bona fide stock, then you mechuyev. It's not some a nice thing. Absolutely mechuyev to give stock. That's what he says. Mili the brachis has been out of my mouth. Mili the nizikin has been out of my chaver. Mili the avos is midas. Midas has been out of my yatsma.
Why would that exclude? Why would that say that? Why is the government
going to
be like
a
It should be
that's
a good
midas. That's a good sign. I don't know. That's a good point. Why shouldn't the demon not tearing based on midas? I don't know.
I came to the Russian that would be for that would only be for if they closed because then afterwards there was a car and the rest of the Russian only began to have to do it.
I don't know.
A view of Sakra, right? Is it a view that every time I see a person I have to give him Sakra? Meaning that if I see a person, say, standing in front of food and dormitory, right? He's standing there asking for Sakra. So I pass them once to go in Lupin Dormitory and I give Sakra, and then I go out there to give Sakra in
second. I don't know, you have to look in your day.
Well, I think you're walking me extra, and so there are a lot of people out there. So you bounce one across the same person three or four times, so you need to give them every time.
I don't think so, I don't know.
Keep it up, but I'm the Malcolm. What's the nature of the mission? Another fellow human being, why is it?
It's an indirect way of being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with my parents, are shutim and bringing me about. So by being mechaber, they're shutim. By being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu shutim, I'm indirectly being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm mechaber shutim. That shows how much you hold from him. If what? Some after the father's dead, the Gemara says that there is mechabda mechay mechabda lacham oisai. But still, the mechabda lacham oisai, that's what the Maram Shik writes, cannot be a chiyah ben adam ha-chaver. It has to be only a samida taiva or a chiyah ben adam ha-mach, some kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still, why does he call it a chesed b'yem? So you should say, I command you, I want you to do it. So it's a mitzvah kibra b'yem. I don't know, that's a very good kasha, leaving everything out. Forget about everything that I said. It's not a good kasha. I don't know. Why was he so worried that he didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim? So Rashi quotes three reasons from the Medrash. One reason was he was afraid they're going to make an avodah zarah out of him. Because he stopped the rov. Get my bracha. See the shered? They can make a cult out of him. See the shered? Get my bracha. And that's included. So they may make him into an avodah zarah, so he didn't want to be buried. Number two. According to these two reasons, that would have been sufficient if he would have said, Alma tikber enim in Mitzrayim. Why did he have to schlep him all the way to Eretz Yisrael to Moritz HaMachpeh? To bury me in Ethiopia. Anywhere but Egypt. Throw me into the Mediterranean. Anywhere but Egypt. So what does he tell him? Go schlep me all the way to Eretz Yisrael. We discussed once in previous years that Tshuva de Minchas Aluza is it permissible to take a mace in a car to the cemetery if they have to adapt to carry on the shoulder. So he says, Avadi, you're not allowed to take the guy in a car. In a wagon, you have to take him on your shoulders. But the Maritz Chayis wrote in one place, it's permissible to take the mace to the Beis HaChayim on a wagon. For Harai from Yankees and their children. What do you think? They carried him all the way from Mitzrayim to Mars? My fair, it's ridiculous. Obviously, they took him on a wagon. And Chassid Lozman said, who said? Of course they carried him on their shoulders. It says they were carrying on the shoulder. It means all the way from the time to the That's what he said. That's what he said.
For the section.
So the Shaila is the Sof Meiridik. The two reasons that he asked that Seifa Leah is Afor Akinim, and he doesn't want bugs crawling all over him, and he doesn't want they should make him into an Avodah Zorah. That explains why he doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. But he should tell his children they should schlep him all the way by wagon or by shoulder. They should schlep him all the way to Moroch HaMachpelah, to Chevron, to HaMeridik Mahala. In those days, it took weeks. So why did he ask him to take him to Eretz Yisrael for? So that's the third reason that Rashi quotes. Rashi gives the third reason is that Bashatzias HaMeisim, those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael will come up. Those who are buried in Chutzlos will have to roll to Eretz Yisrael, and then they'll come up. So there's going to be a Tsar Gilgal Mechilas, the rolling of the Meisim, the bones under the in the Mechilas, Mechilas are underground tunnel. So there's going to be a Tsar. So he didn't want the Tsar Gilgal Mechilas. He wanted to be buried up in Eretz Yisrael. Some quote in the name of one of the Talmidim of the Samsoif, I think the Maharamash, one of the great Hungarian Goinim, that he suggested that perhaps that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Where does he really say that there's Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah? So the Gemara says in the last parak in Sanhedrin, whoever doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah is then a chelek or ma'bo. He himself will not be zechus to Tchias HaMeisim. The Gemara gives different remarkable. This remnant, that remnant. But some Achrenim say, another remnant, that it says v'shachapti ma'boisai. It always says v'shachapti by yishka. What means v'shachapti? Usually lishka means to go to sleep and then you're going to wake up. So what does he say, Lashem Shachafti? So that's the mashmoit, the way that Chumash writes describes death as Shchiva means that the person is going to sleep and is going to wake up. So perhaps that's why it says over here, I'll not figure anything, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. But I'm going to ask you something more than that. Not only don't I want to be buried in Mitzrayim, I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because v'shachafti am avoisai. Because I'm just going to sleep. I'm going to wake up later, I'm going to have a Tchias HaMeisim, and I don't want to suffer the Tzar Gilgal Mechilas. That's why. I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Maharamash suggested. Once he's already going, may as well. Once he's already schlepping Eretz Yisrael, may as well be him.
Oh,
same
to
not that much further than the border of Egypt for me. Nachum Mitzrayim, yeah, it's very far from Nachum Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's a covet for the mace, to be buried in Kevra, especially to be buried in Marat HaMachpel. How about it's a covet? I don't know, the Gemara says it, there's a Tzar Gilgal Mechil. Now she quotes, and the Gemara has in the end of Ksubah, that there's going to be a Tzar Gilgal Mechil. Achiva Dakar is a different family. That's when you put the mace into the cave. No, this is way later. This is years later when the person is about to have Tchias HaMeisim, so the bodies roll under the ground and come. Oh, you mean, oh, you see that the mace can have some? Yeah. I don't know what it means. I've never, I don't recall experience. I think the Mars is anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. I think so. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu got sick. So they told Yosef, Hinei Avicha Choyle, Vayagin Liyak Vayam, Hinei Mincha Yosef Boylech, Vayizchazeg Yisrael, Vayeshev Al Hamito. So they quote a famous comment in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that the Gemara says in Nedorim, there's a sugi in the middle of Nedorim about Bikur Choylem. So the Gemara says that if a person is fulfilling the mitzvah of Bikur Choylem, he will take away 1/60th of the Choyle that the sick man has. Then the Gemara says that's only if he's Ben Gilo, if he's at this, has some kind of a shaykhus with the other person. Same age, or the same way of thinking, or the same at the same one in the same mazel or something. But if they have no shaykhus with each other, some comes to be in the Bikur Choylem, he will not necessarily succeed in taking away 1/60th. Right, the Gemara asks, why not have 60 people come who have been a gilam and completely cure him? So the Gemara does not be surprised at the day ready. But there's a din that when a father dies and the daughters get married after the father dies, so the daughter who gets married is entitled to take isa nechasa, 1/10 of the yerusha that the father left. Because it's the numdin in the muchach, it's understood that the father would have wanted to give the daughter 1/10. Unless we know that the father was a cheapo while he was alive, or he was very magnanimous and he gave more or less, and then he gives more or less depending on what the father demonstrated while he was alive. Or if he left the tzavoy, when my daughter gets married, give her $10. I give her half of the Yerusha. Whatever he says goes. It doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't indicate one way or the other. So you assume the umdin is that one tenth. So the Gemara says he has 10 daughters, so the sons get nothing. So the Gemara says no. Each one takes one tenth of what's left. So the Gemara says just like he said right to the Beit Rabbi, each one takes one tenth of what's left from the Yerusha. So it's over here. Each one takes like 1/60th of what's left from the Chayyus. So the guy's still going to be good and sick. Yeah, he's still going to be good and sick, but they'll take away 1/60th. So the Vilna Gaon has a famous comment. He says that Rashi on a previous parsha writes, Ela told us Yankif Yosef and Shrai Seishana. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Yosef was more similar to Yaakov than all the other children. So many things happened in his life that were reminiscent of things that happened to Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash also says that his facial features were similar to those of his father Yankif. He was more similar. So he was the Ben Gilo of Yankov Avinu. So the Gaon says that that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. I read it. It says they told Yosef, Hinei Avicha Chayla. Hinei is the Gematria 60. Heinu and Hei. So your father is sick. So he has 100% sickness. Means he has 60 units of sickness. That's 100%. So when they told Yaakov that Hinei Bincha Yosef, Boy Elecha, your son came. So it was ready by his Chazik Yisrael. He already felt better. By Yeshav Al Ha Mito. Ha Mito is the Gematria of 59. It changed from 60 to 59. So Yosef was Ben Gilo, and he already took away 1/60th of the first. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon.
When they take away, is that mean person visiting gets
Doesn't get sick, no. It just means that he gets cured. I think that's what it means. The passage says, that Rashi explains the pasuk itself is unclear. Rashi explains the pasuk that Yaakov was given a bracha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Goyu Kal Goyim Yim Imeko Melach Mechal Atzecha Yitzeh. What do you mean Goyu Kal Goyim Yim Imeko? He only had one child after that bracha was given, only Binyamin was born. So he understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to have another child or another Shevet, or one of his Shvatim is going to split into two. Limdani, Rashi quotes, Shasir Echad Nishvatai Lecholik, one of the Shvatim, either I'm going to have another, one of my wives is going to have another baby, or one of the Shvatim is going to be split. So that bracha, that bracha, that I'm going to have another shave that I give to you, that bracha, I'm going to have another shave, so I say, Hinei, Shnei Banecha, Hamiladim Lechabiyar Tensayim, Ephraim Amenashe, Kiruv and Meshim and Yihuli. I hereby declare that your two sons should split up into two Shvatim. And if you'll have any more children, that's not. Everybody belongs to Shevet Ephraim and Shevet Menashe. They will not be given, not any more babies that you have. So if you have more children, they won't become more Shvat. You're going to have two Shvat in an Akron. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. They quote also in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a very strange tradition, like that his daughter was married and she had a baby and the baby died. She had another baby, the baby died, so she was very worried. So she was pregnant and she came to visit the father to ask him what should she do that the third baby shouldn't die. So he said, based on this pasuk, that when the baby is born, they should give the baby the name of the brother who died before, and that should be the second name. The first name should be someone else. So it says that this should have been my friend, and we discussed this a few weeks ago. And you're not supposed to give a name after a person who died at a young age. But the Gaon said, no, add on another name. But they see each other. So Shmuel said, add on another name. So that's what the Gaon said. The Gaon followed the Chuvah Seif Yitzchak. It was written after his day. So 100 years after. So the Gaon said, give that the second name. Give the first name a different name. And if the name of the last baby who died, the immediate last baby who died, give that as a second name and the child will survive. So he said, and the remnant is this pasuk. And the babies that will be born afterwards will call you, if you want them to survive, that you should have them. You should name them after their deceased brother. So when they write over this story in the book, so they write that other women did the same thing, other women who were losing children did the same thing, and it always worked. Sadiq Aminus. There are all kinds of Kiddush Emashis about the Gaon. Related Barataim Valojana. Related Barataim Valojana. And the Hagdama to the Sifat Ditzniyas, that is only going to go to Bira, part of the Zohar, called Sifat Ditzniyas. And the Hagdama to the Bira Gaon, Sifat Ditzniyas, I think that's the only thing he wrote himself. The Bira Gaon, the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote himself. And the Bira and the Sifat Ditzniyas, everything else is written by Talmidim, all the other Biruris. So in the Hagdama to the Sifat Ditzniyas, Rav Chaim Valojana writes all of Siddush and Mopsim from the Rebbe, from the Zohar Rebbe. They always write about the Vilna Gaon. They always call him the Chassid Hamiti. He's the real Chassid. And they write about the Balatanya Hagoyen Hamiti. The first page in the Sfarim, they write Hagoyen Hamiti, and on him they write Chassid Hamiti. Pasuk says that Yosef wanted the father to give a bracha to his children. So he brought them to the father, then he saw called them Izok and Uyukhaliras, Vayagishois Mela, Vayishak Lahem, Vayichabik Lahem. He kissed them and he hugged them. So the Sfarna has a comment on the Pasuk that really if you want a bracha to be chal, you have to see the person or the thing which you're giving the bracha to. The Kohanim have to give a bracha upon him, can I get upon him, have to face the Tzibur, so that the bracha will be chal. And then he quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to give a bracha to Eretz Israel. So he told him, Malei al-Haram ha-Varam ha-Zah, Reyes ha-Oyes ha-Tayv, look at Eretz Yisrael and give a bracha. And I want that your bracha, you are Siddush Rebbe, you are Tzadik, your bracha will be Nekuyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael Mamish and give the bracha at a closer spot. The Baruch Shalom said, no, then the whole bracha will be Nekuyim. I'm angry at the Nesal, I don't want the whole bracha to be Nekuyim. Give the bracha from a distance, so it won't be so Nekuyim. It won't be completely Nekuyim. Sfarna has a whole halachas on that in Chumash Dvarim. So the Sfarno comment over here, three, four places, he has the same explanation. So he says, Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a bracha, but how can he give a bracha? How will it be chal? He's blind. And he's so called them, he said, and he can't see them. How can the bracha be chal? He doesn't see what he's giving a bracha. So that's why, by Yagisha Yismael, by Yishaklem, by Chabaklem, that should be the mitzaref of the Mavarach with the Mizbar. So then he gave them the bracha. So the Pasuk says that Yosef brought them to the father in such a way that Ephraim was Mismo Yisrael and Menashe was Mimin Yisrael. What was behind this? Because the bracha on the Yimin will be stronger than the bracha on the small. So why should the bracha be given to Menashe more so than to be given to Ephraim? So the Kamsevi writes in his Yurim and his Roshes on Chumash that throughout the Chumash, whenever you have brachas given to Yisachar and Zvulun, I think Gemara points this out, or the Medrash points it out, or both. The bracha is always given to Zvulun first, before Yisachar. And the Gemara says in the first parak, on the first Mishnah in Zvulun, that Yisachar and Zvulun had a deal. That Yisachar used to sit and learn Torah. Pasuk Nidivar Yom says, when Yisachar had been elite, they used to sit and they were members of the Sanhedrin. They would be Kaveh, Chadoshim, and Abishan, and Yehdi Bino Leitim. They knew when it was Rosh Chodesh, they let everybody else know. They knew and they let everybody else know when it was Rosh Chodesh, when it was Shana Buberis, and so on. And Zvulun were the ones who supported them. Zvulun was he was making money and he was supporting Yisrochah, and that's why they split in the scar. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in the Midrashim says that that's why when Yankit gives a bracha and when Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Yisrochah and Zvulun, one might have thought that Yisrochah comes first, so the Pasuk says no, that Zvulun gets the bracha first, because Zvulun is the one who enabled Yisrochah to alert. So that's why, that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. That was the Hava Min HaYosef HaTzadik over here, that he wanted the bracha to be given to Menashe with the right hand, the Ephraim with the left hand, because Ephraim was the learner. And Menashe was the one who was Yitzchak and Tzion. So he thought that Menashe should come first. The question is, why was he wrong? Why did Yankov Inis say wrong? So he has a comment on that. That's what the Chassam Sofer says he wasn't. That Yaakov Avinu said, well, Yosef thought that Ephraim sits and learns, and Menashe is the one who is basic and everything. So he thought it's going to be a deal like he thought and won. So he says, no. He says, that Menashe will not be the finest. It won't be a Yisrael as well as you. Menashe is just plain old business thing. And Ephraim is going to have both. He's going to have Torah and Zvulun. But it's an interesting head. But Yosef thought that the bracha should be given more so to the first. The bracha should be given first to Menashe, and sort of second to Ephraim, and similar to everybody else, the bracha first to Zvulun, and then to Yisrael.
You
know, what kind of question is it? Yeah, you don't even need any extra now. I don't know.
I think his father probably has it a little also. Why did he have to kiss him that the bracha should be mitzvah for him? I think he could be that he says it over there.
He has the same in a few places.
And he kissed too. Yankos kissed Yitzchak. He asked him to come and kiss.
What was the bracha that he gave to Menashe and Ephraim? The Yidgul already took care of it. Amar HaGoyal. The Yidgul already took care of it. So they quote in the name of the Zvul Megoyim. He looked through the several times of the Yahav Chumash, the listings of the senses of the Nehuskul.